Thank you for calling yourself. Hi, my name is Brent. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Judith, and I want to set up service with you guys.
Okay, excellent. So let's get to
and
that right
I filled out the form twice online, and I haven't heard from anybody, but I would really like appreciate some assistance in how I figure out what I want.
Absolutely, we can do that right now.
Great, let's do it.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
And I know I'm not live yet. I'm in Rhinebeck, New York. And somebody told me that on the 31st, it'll be available.
Okay.
But I can't get away from Spectrum fast enough.
I hear you. All right, so let's get to that right now. You said your name was Judith, correct?
Yep, Judith Johnson.
Okay, Judith Johnson. And Ms. Johnson, where can I have a service address, please?
70 Livingston Street, number 2, Rhinebeck, New York.
Okay, Livingston Street.
12572.
Okay. 2572 Rhinebeck. Let me see. To determine serviceability. I'm going to determine serviceability, see if we have service out there at the moment.
It's not yet, but I heard it will be on the 31st of this month.
Okay, yes, that's correct. It's going to be on the
Yay!
31st. It's coming. It's just a couple more days.
They're still moving the wire through.
Okay, excellent. And
can I ask you a couple of questions?
Absolutely. I'll be more than happy to answer those for you.
So the guys are, they had the trench, they put the wire in, now they're threading the wire from one location to the next. When I sign up, how do you get it from the street to my house?
They would connect it to a box. That wire connects to a box, and that box is running to your house by a cable.
But I haven't seen them lay cables from the street to the house, but they'll do that?
Yep. They're going to – essentially, they're going to – for example, like if you have a yard, they're going to dig up the yard and bury the box in there.
Okay. And that's no charge to me, is it?
No, ma'am, no.
Okay. That's nice. And just to give me a quick education, give me the bottom line of why fiber optic is better than not.
Wait, could you repeat that? I'm sorry, you cut off a bit.
Tell me why fiber optic is so wonderful.
Oh, well, the difference between our soft fiber and, for example, Spectrum, our wires, they're buried.
Right.
So with this being that they're buried, you have less chances of, for example, the wires to be taken down by a storm. You know, we live in upstate New York. We get snowstorms all the time. And being given that they're buried, there's the probability of them coming down due to a branch or the snow or
a squirrel eating them.
Okay, yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's all about being underground. Is the actual quality of the reception any different?
Yes, it's actually faster because it's fiber.
Okay. I'm doing it one way or the other, so let's just go with it.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Please give me a good price.
Okay. I'm very glad that you're excited. All right. So we have two packages.
Okay.
Let me go through them for you. First, we have the 1 gig fiber internet package. The upload and download speeds are 1,000. There's superior speeds for streaming, gaming, managing smart home devices, and more.
Just let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 76 years old. I live alone. I'm on the computer all the time because I mentor people. So, you know, I watch TV. I don't do any gaming. So that lower package is probably what I want, right?
Yeah, because then the other one would be the 2 gig. The 2 gig would be extreme speeds for a lot of devices.
Yeah,
And power users, you know.
Yeah.
It's 2 times faster.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with 1 gig.
Okay. No problem. Okay, so 1 gig we have. Would you be using the Archtop wireless equipment or your own?
I don't understand what would my own be?
For example, if you have your own router.
I do.
Okay.
Now wait a minute. Is my router? I'm trying to think. Maybe my. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. My router. Wait. The router is. Which is the one that comes into the house, and which is the one outside the house?
I don't think
there's
I
understand. Two devices. One takes the signal in the house and spreads it. Is that the router?
Yes.
That's the router. I have one of those Google nesting routers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you can use your own router or your own equipment.
Right.
But now the only issue with that would be that, for example, if you have slow internet or the service cuts out or anything, we cannot troubleshoot it due to it not being ours.
Right.
So more often than not, we recommend customers go with the Archtop wireless equipment, which is included with the price. So there's no extra charge for that.
There's no extra charge for it, then let's do it.
Okay, no problem.
So when all this happens, somebody will come and set this up for me? I don't have to try and figure this out myself?
No, ma'am. Our technician will best determine the best way to connect it to your house.
And he will come in my house and set up the router.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to tell you, in the month of June, I think I have had at least 12 or 15 we value your opinion emails from Spectrum. I think they know they're about to lose a lot of us.
Uh-oh. Okay. Do you require Wi-Fi extenders?
I don't know. I'll tell you that I live in 1,200 square feet. I had a Wi-Fi extender that I was using prior to using the Google Nest. Once I got the Google Nest, I didn't need the extender. I have a long, thin apartment, and it's 1,200 square feet.
Okay.
And the wires come in the very back, and my TV and where my computer usually is are in the very front.
Okay, let me see.
What is the cost of an extender if I need it?
Yeah, an extender it's rented. It's $7.99 a month.
And is it possible that I could do that cheaper by getting my own extender?
I mean, if you have your own extender, then we don't provide it at that point.
No, I understand that, but just in terms of making a financial decision, if I'm going to pay $7-$8 a month to you renting a piece of equipment that I could buy myself for $50, it would pay for itself quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can use your own extender if you want. I know customers that have their own mesh networks as well with their own devices.
Yeah, see, I'm a little confused about that part of it because this mesh network that I have works really well. But you say that your router I could use at no additional cost, but then if I need an extender, I have to pay for it. Now, with the mesh network, I don't need the extender.
Correct.
So you see where I'm having trouble making a decision?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it something I have to decide right now?
No. No, if you want, you could always add it. If you need it, you can always give us a call and add it.
Okay. Let's do it that way. Let's do it without the extender for now. And I'm not sure whether I want your router or not.
Let me see here.
Because this mesh thing is working just fine for me.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah.
Is that something that the technician could help me decide when he's here?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it that way.
Okay, I can make a note of that so that he can answer all your questions once he gets there.
And
so,
he'll bring the equipment with him, and then we'll decide.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, so we can. Are you interested in phone service today?
Now, is that for a landline?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
And will I be able to keep my same number?
Yes.
How much? I guess I want to know all. When we're done with this, you'll give me the breakdown of what costs what, right?
Yeah, I can, yeah. So okay. Right away, phone service, our standard phone line is $24.99 a month.
For a landline?
Yeah, correct, for a landline.
How much, what have I ordered so far? That and the internet, which is
yep.
How much?
$79.99 without paperless billing, but once we sign you up with paperless billing, it would go down to $69.99.
So it's $70 a month. So you're talking $100 for internet and phone.
Correct.
What about cable?
We don't have that service yet, ma'am.
You don't have cable, so I have to keep cable with Spectrum?
I thought at the moment we don't provide. We just have internet and phone service.
Will you be getting cable?
I spoke to a couple of department supervisors, and at the moment, no. At the moment, no.
Okay. I have no idea what I'm paying for cable through Spectrum or what I'll be paying if I strip out the other two things. But I do want the fiber optics, so let's go for it. So basically, it's around $100 with paperless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the paperless billing is it's $69.99, and then the standard phone line is $24.99.
Okay.
Okay.
And I may down the line drop the telephone, but for now I'm going to keep it because then check my thinking on this. Right now with Spectrum, like on Sunday, the power went, their services got knocked out. I had no telephone, no cable, and no internet for 2 days.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Right. So with fiber optic, I would still have a landline.
Mm-hmm.
I would still have those services probably in a storm.
Correct.
Right? So
correct.
It's just giving me some insurance of having those services stay connected. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there we go.
You don't have cable. Okay. I was so hoping that I could have nothing to do with Spectrum anymore.
Okay. So would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Yes. And what is that current phone number, ma'am?
845-516-5044.
Okay. Will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
Any jacks? I don't think so. No.
Okay. Would you like to add one additional phone line?
No.
No. Okay. So just to give you a breakdown of the costs for now.
Unless the additional phone line was free.
I don't believe it is, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me, and are you going to, can you send me this information in writing so I have it? If I give you my email address?
Once we place your order, everything will be on there.
Okay. All right.
So right now we have the internet, which is $79.99 a month without paperless billing, but we'll get to the paperless as we continue. And then you have the phone, which is $24.99. Let me see what else we have.
Are you then going to start talking to me about this charge and that tax? And
no, ma'am. So
I just have those two things.
Correct.
Period.
Yeah. Period.
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 and we're going to set it up as paperless, so I'm going to drop $10.
Correct. Yep. Yep. So we have no contracts, unlimited data, free installation, 2-year price guarantee, free equipment, and no hidden fees. Okay.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So just to give a recap of the service address of where this is going to be located, you stated 70 Livingston Street, apartment 2, Rhinebeck, New York, zip code 12572, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just, I'm going to double check something really quick, okay? Just stay on the line for me.
Yep.
I'm gonna put you on a 2-minute hold if that's okay with you.
Can you do it without any music?
I can't.
All right, so I'll just hold the phone away from me.
Okay. I'll be right back in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.